We sometimes think that this passage, Genesis 45, is just about some guy named Joseph walking around in Cana and then Egypt. No, 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 no. This isn't about Joseph. What God was doing was introducing us to our big brother, Jesus. Do you see the connections between Joseph and Jesus now? Joseph was the favorite son of his father Jacob. Jesus was the only son of God with whom God was well pleased. Joseph had a multicolored coat. Jesus had various miracles and deeds that he did on earth. Joseph fed a nation. He was in charge of that. Jesus fed a multitude. Joseph made grain spread and multiply. Jesus changed water into wine and fed a crowd of 5,000. Joseph experienced crisis in his life and came through the crises. Jesus' entire life was about crisis, meeting challenges, being in storms. Joseph was left for dead in a pit. Jesus was left for dead on a cross. Joseph got a promotion to become the second man in command in the entire world. Jesus got a promotion after his mission to sit at the right hand of God the Father. There are similarities there for sure. But here are the differences. Joseph's bones could be found. We know where they're located. Bible describes it. Jesus' bones are not found. Because there aren't any. Here's the second difference. When Joseph gave a promise to take care of his family, it was limited to a group of about 70 people in a land called Goshen that would last for about 400 years. Jesus, your big brother, has basically the ability to take care of all people from all time. And that care will extend to all eternity. How awesome is that? Now, here's the thing. I think from the moment of Genesis chapter 45, as the brothers left Jesus, I don't think they ever forgot this truth. They never forgot that the prince was their brother. I think they fell into trouble. Life does that sometimes. They didn't try to dig themselves out of trouble. They simply remembered, oh, my brother is the prince. I'm safe. They probably had some poor choices. None of us is perfect. They may have fallen back into old routines and patterns. They didn't dig themselves out of it. They thought, my brother, he's the prince of Egypt. My friends, we fall. My friends, we have circumstances that come upon us, and we try to dig ourselves out, or we beat ourselves up for what we've done. My friends, what we need to remember is this. The prince of the universe is your brother. And this morning, as we come together for Holy Communion, he's drawing you close to him. Come, take and eat. This is my body. Come, take and drink. This is my blood. Joseph spoke to Pharaoh on behalf of his brothers. Do you know what Jesus is doing right now? He's whispering into God on your behalf, on your favor, as your big brother. That's powerful. That can lead us through all challenges in life. And the four things that Joseph does to his brothers that I highlighted, Genesis 45, Jesus is saying to you today. Verse 4, come, draw near to me. Jesus doesn't separate this part of the congregation from that side of the congregation. His invitation is for everyone here. Verse 5, when Joseph said, essentially, don't worry about the past. Don't beat yourself up about the past. This morning, Jesus says, you're forgiven. Don't beat yourself up about the past. Don't be hard on yourself. You're forgiven. The part where it says that Joseph took care of his brothers for 400 years in Goshen, Jesus offers you his body and blood. And you know what he says? You have eternal life. I'll take care of you forever. And the part where it says Joseph talked with his brothers, Jesus wants to go with you today after Holy Communion and talk to you on Monday afternoon. What are your joys? What is your sadness? How can I be there with you in that moment? How awesome it is to have that big brother. His arms are open to embrace you today. Amen.